probably not much of a stretch to observe that most high schoolers aren't blasting classical music on their iPods or MP3 players, but there are some who have discovered the power of the classics with a bit of a twist. Six high school choruses from New York City are set to perform this week at Carnegie Hall with conductor Maren Alsop and the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra as part of an outreach project called Too Hot to Handle.
The DNA of the piece is still Handel through and through, but it's got a big rhythm section and saxophones and a big brass section. The choir parts are going to be performed by a multi-high school chorus that's been working on the piece all year long. They've been doing their own compositions inspired by the piece and inspired by the concept behind the piece.
That's Maren Alsop. During the year-long program, students sing Handel, and they rework classical pieces with professional composers to create original music. Dr. Aaron Flagg is the dean of the Hart School at the University of Hartford and has worked extensively with musical outreach, including at the Juilliard School. He thinks every professional musician has a responsibility to give back.
The term outreach, in this case musical outreach or music outreach, is really an attempt by the field to recognize our responsibility to share music, to share the arts even broadly, with as many people as possible. I believe the arts are a birthright for every human being. In reality, though, we recognize that money, location, other circumstances impinge the ability of students to really have equal access to the arts.
Bayside High School is one of the six groups participating in the project. Choral director Joe Piccirillo says Too Hot to Handle is different from other programs because it allows students to feel like they're one of the pros.
I think the main change is a feeling of empowerment that's come over the students. I've noticed that in previous projects, they would feel like, even if they were included in the project, they would feel like outsiders. They would feel like they were just kind of coming in as the high schoolers because the organization wants to outreach. No student really get a chance to perform at Carnegie Hall, and so many professionals don't get that chance. So to have these students get that much closer to being a professional, this Carnegie Hall experience has been great for them.
Arts funding cuts meant many of Piccirillo's students didn't have music education before they reached high school, and they had to work hard to catch up.
They had to step their game up. They would say things like that to me, like, I know that maybe this music is harder than I should be singing or would normally sing, but I can do this, I can practice it. And Carnegie Hall held them to that standard. They tested them on the music, they put them on probation if they didn't know their parts, and they held them to a real professional level. If you're not up to snuff as a professional, you get fired. And I kept telling my students that, I mean, this is your job. If you want to do this, this is the opportunity, but you have to deserve it.
High school choirs from Queens, the Bronx, Manhattan, and Brooklyn will be performing at Carnegie Hall over the next 2 weekends. And that's today's Arts File Online from Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR. I'm Carrie Nolan.